We're here with Diana from high school. We're here to talk to her and ask her a little question.
How old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
How many classes do you have each day?
Well, our schedule goes from, I think, 7 day rotation, so I have about 7 classes a day.
Do you eat breakfast at school?
I do not.
So how long are the classes?
An hour.
What are some of the different classes that you take?
I take Earth Science, Geometry, English, Global History, and AVID. And I'm going to take Chemistry.
Do you have snacks? Do you eat like at home, or do you not eat at all?
I eat at home before I go to school.
Okay. Do you have snacks in school?
I do not.
Do any kids, or can you just have a snack?
We can have snacks during class, but we don't have a specific time for snack time.
So some kids bring stuff?
Yeah.
Like what do they bring? Like donuts and stuff?
If they want. Whatever you want. Like kids go out, buy pizza, and they come back to school.
Pizza?
Yeah.
In the middle of class?
You what? Can leave.
I want to go to high school.
Can you leave class without asking the teacher?
If you're old enough, like in 11th and 12th grade, you can leave because you're a junior senior. But if you're in 10th grade, you have to have a permission slip or something signed by your parent in the beginning of the year. So you can leave for lunch or during study halls.
What's a study hall?
It's a blank period where you just sit there and do nothing.
Wait, you do nothing?
Yeah.
You just stare at the wall?
Basically. It's a free period for you to do homework or
oh, okay.
Ask them for you to catch up.
Got it.
But if you don't have anything,
worried.
You just sit there.
What classes do they offer you?
They offer a lot of classes. In science, they offer chemistry, biology, earth science. So it's just the top, like, subjects, but different subjects within that one subject.
When you go to one of your classes, does the teacher have a list? Do they do attendance in each class?
They do attendance in every class.
What happens if you're not there?
Then you could get in trouble. Like, but unless you have a pass written by another teacher.
What kind of trouble do you get in?
Suspension, out of school suspension, detention, written ups.
Oh, yeah. You're like, you don't want suspension.
Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of detention?
You just sit there after school for an hour. Because if you miss that class for an hour, you have to make up that hour with that teacher. Or you sit in a room all day.
Like if you wait 15 minutes, you wait 15 minutes, or like if you go to recess, you wait 15 minutes.
We don't have recess in high school.
Wait, what?
You guys, they don't let you guys go outside.
So what do you do?
Wait, do they have like a certain time, like where you can go to play football or something?
We have gym class. That's the only time, and that's an hour. But for lunchtime, we have 15 minutes for lunch, and most kids just get food, and then by the time that's over, it's time to go back to class.
So, like, if when you're done eating, like, what do you do if you're done and there's people still eating?
Well, then, in that 15-minute block, if you finish within 5 minutes, you still have 10 minutes left, so you would just sit there and talk to your friends, or you could go to the gym and play games, but you only have 15 minutes, then you have to go back to class.
Wait, so you just get to leave the cafeteria?
If you
go to the gym?
But you have to have a pass.
I know why there's no snack and it's only 15 minutes for lunch because grown-ups don't have... I mean, you're not a grown-up, but sometimes older people don't get hungry that fast. Only babies do. That's why people carry food for babies.
How many hours are you in school?
Six.
What time do you have to go to school?
8:30 and you leave at 10:30.
How does your lunch work in your school?
Well, since there is so much kids at the high school, we have two lunches, A lunch and C lunch. So half kids have A lunch on certain days and some kids have C lunch on certain days.
What's your favorite subject?
English.
Do you miss any teachers from the past?
You're right. Do you miss any teachers from the past?
I do. I miss a lot of them.
Can you tell us some of
them? I miss Mr. Reyes, Mr. Grimmer, Mr. Giovanni, and Mr. Reyes.
From elementary school, right? What about middle school? Did you have good teachers in middle school?
My English teacher, Mr. Mills. He was the best English teacher of all time.
Do you like math?
I do not like math.
I hate it.
I love
it. I'm proud of my math grades, but I don't like doing it.
No, I went to St. Jacob.
Do they have recess?
No, we do not.
Wait, so Judith, your recess time that you have next Tuesday will be your final recess of your life. You better make it a good one.
No, it won't, because when you get from school, you can go outside.
Well, that's home.
I have this friend that he goes to Oneida, and he comes home and he's able to play.
Yeah, so is my sister. We go out to play.
How much homework do you have? Do you have homework? Do you even have homework on Fridays?
Yeah, I have homework almost every time.
Yeah. Even on summer vacation?
Depends on your classes. My friends have the homework over summer vacation. With different subjects and stuff.
You're giving them anxiety, Diana. Seriously.
I wish I knew all the stuff when I was little, honestly.
Wish you knew all what stuff? Like how hard it gets?
Yeah.
Then you would appreciate all like the recess and stuff when you were younger. So you're saying kids shouldn't be complaining now about their work because really they have it pretty easy now? Interesting.
How much homework do you have to do?
All of it that they give us, because every single thing counts in high school.
What if you don't do it?
Then you could fail the class, which isn't good.
They give you a lot of homework?
Depending on the teacher and depending on your class, then you could get a lot of homework, or you could get no homework.
I want no homework.
Does bullying get worse in middle school and high school?
It just depends on the people you hang out with, I guess. And if someone does bother you, you just make sure that you tell someone right away. But it does increase your chances, but you just have to find a way to deal with it and make other people know about it.
You're doing strong words.
Are some of the teachers rude in your school?
Yes.
Teachers gonna be harsh.
So, do you see a lot of bullying, or do you think most of it kind of gets taken care of?
Most of it does get taken care of, because people tell adults as soon as it happens.
How do your lockers work?
I personally don't use my locker, because it's really time-consuming, so I just carry on my book bag all day. But you just have a little lock and a combination that you need in the beginning of the year, or you can bring your own, and you just turn the combination. It's a whole little personal space at school.
My sisters carry their book bag around.
Do you like your teachers? Some of them.
Who's your favorite teacher?
In high school or overall?
Overall.
Mr. Lucas, for sure.
Oh, thank you.
How in high school?
Miss Hagen, she's my AVID teacher. She's like my best friend.
Oh. My sisters have her.
What's AVID?
It is a college program. You get interviewed in middle school, and it's all a four-year course program, and it just helps you get into college. They take you to colleges to see how it's like and all that stuff.
So what colleges have you visited?
I've went to Siena, SUNY Oneonta, and SUNY Cobleskill.
Wow.
My sisters are going to Cobleskill.
I'll tell you a funny story. So when Diana was in fourth grade in my class, she was in radio club, and Diana and a friend of Maya, they just talked all the time. And the one day I said to Diana, I'm like, honestly, Diana, of all the people in my entire life that I talk to, other than my wife, I think you're number two. Like, I talk to you more than any other person in the whole entire world in my life right now. So when she's saying, like, your teachers can be your best friend, like, we were good friends. We talked all the time.
Does your school have assemblies?
We do, but not as often as elementary schools.
Do you sit on the floor, or do you guys have bleachers?
We do not have, we have bleachers outside. We have auditorium chairs. They're like cushions and stuff, but they're not really that comfortable still. But we have chairs in the auditorium.
Can you tell us about your pool?
Pool. The pool at the school. Oh. Very curious about your pool.
I've never honestly been in the pool because I don't have class. You can take a pool class. It's called aquatics, and they just teach you how to swim and stuff like that. But I've never really experienced a pool myself.
My sister went to the high school pool, like, yesterday.
Does she swim?
Yeah, they were teaching her.
Do you know how to swim?
I do. Sort of.
Sort of?
Yeah.
You won't drown.
Can you swim by yourself? Do you have to swim?
I can swim by myself.
You don't wear those little floaties on your arms? No, no floaties.
They say that it's 5 to 12 or 11 over there.
What do you mean 5 to 12?
On the pool, because my sister went there for her field trip.
Oh, like those are the hours? You mean it's open at 5 in the morning?
No, I'm talking about how deep it is.
Oh, so 12 feet deep? Would you go all the way to the bottom, Eli?
I would.
That's me.
How deep did you go? Like 7 feet?
No.
It depends.
You're not a swimmer?
I don't like going down.
No, not down deep.
I could go to 7.
You definitely wouldn't go down to the abyss zone.
That's what I have to use.
I can't
even go on 5 feet.
No.
I can.
Judith, you go all the way down to the trench zone, right? That's the deepest, right? The trench zone.
My sister went to 11 feet.
11 feet, that's almost trench zone.
Do you ever get lost?
I did. On my first day of freshman year, I got lost, and I kept going to the wrong classroom.
Did you, like, walk in, like, you thought you knew where you were, and then everybody started laughing? Like, is it on TV, like, where they all laughed at you?
No, you just sit there, and when they do attendance and you don't hear your name, you get up and say, oh, am I in this class? And they check, and then they tell you where you're supposed to go.
Got it. All right, well, that's good to know.
Are there any classes in high school that we don't have in our school?
Yes, there's chemistry, biology. There's the more in-depth sciences, so, like, at elementary school, they teach English, math, and all of that stuff. But in high school, they have chemistry, biology, geometry, algebra 2, algebra 1, stuff.
When you go to one of your classes, does your teacher, like, call on you if you have a question, or do you just ask the question without raising your hand?
The teacher could call on you at any moment, but if you do have a question, you are supposed to raise your hand.
What do you do?
What do you wish?
What do you wish you had worked? What would you wish if you worked harder on elementary school? Like, what would you rather work harder on?
I guess wishing knowing what I was getting myself into when I got older.
So if you knew back then you would kind of appreciate what elementary school.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To be invisible.
I know why she said that. She said that because if you were late and the teacher said some person, and then the next person, she could just be like, she'd be like, here.
I used to always say invisible, but Mrs. Lambica had a better one. What if you could disappear and then reappear anywhere in the world?
Like, you mean teleport?
Teleporting.
Like, that's, you go from New York to Florida.
That's kind of a weird thing, because if you don't know where you are, you'll be lost.
Yeah. What if you end up somewhere lost, somewhere like in the middle of rainforest?
I mean, it would be awesome if you could go back.
I mean, it would be.
Rainforest is awesome because those are the plants that have those mouths.
Yeah, I know, but there's all those poisonous snakes in there. You better be careful in the rainforest.
You see the black mama.
And very dangerous. Yeah.
You're kind of scaring me right now.
And dangerous plants.
What about if you ended up in the middle of the desert and there was nothing around, just sand?
You will melt.
Okay, fine. I changed my mind. I don't want to teleport anymore.
Elon?
I just want to be a Flash.
You do want super speed. Just super run fast. Like, would we even see you go by? Would we see a green blur from your shirt?
Nobody, if I just flash and somebody was there, they wouldn't even see me because I'll go by so fast.
So fast. Yeah.
You'll just see a Flash comes by.
Do you have any extra time?
I do, but not a lot of it.
Do you have a job?
I do not. I'm not 16 yet.
16? That's how you have anything in mind? Because you're 15.
Yeah. I want to work at Smokey. Because it's like right down the street from my house.
Oh, the Starbucks on... What street is that? On Watt or Albany?
Can I get a free coffee?
Yeah, it's on Watt.
When's your birthday?
August 20th.
Oh, it's coming.
This summer.
Mine is August 7th.
Whoa.
Mine is next week. If I go down to Starbucks, can I get a free coffee?
I'll think about it.
No. What games do you like?
Video games or sports?
Like, it could be either one.
Video games are well. Video games, I don't really play video games.
Do you know any person that's named Niaja?
I do not.
Is that your sister?
My cousin.
Yeah, cousin. What grade is she in?
She's not in. Where is she now? I think she's in. She left here. She's in the army.
She's in the army now?
She got from high school all the way to the army.
Wow.
And my cousin, do you go to Schenectady High School?
I do.
Do you know Jadon?
No.
How many kids do you think go to Schenectady
High School?
Because
Jadon's 3,000.
3,000 kids?
Yeah.
3,000?
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, it's all one floor, right?
Yeah, there's no stairs. Only so, one flight of stairs and cafe one for the studio art and stuff.
Go ahead.
Do you have pep rallies? Like pep rallies?
We do.
Lots of them?
No, just one in the beginning of the year.
Do you have football games? Like,
yeah.
But that's only after school, because if it was during school, then you would miss a bunch of classes.
Yeah.
Oh,
football
yeah,
games
that
are
is.
Only after school.
Do you know someone named Carter? Because if you do, that will be my brother. He used to go to that school.
I don't think so.
Of course, because there's 300 people. How
3,000?
3,000 people. How could you remember?
Seriously.
How could you meet all of them?
What's your favorite color? Blue.
You can do a couple of your tests.
My favorite color is blue too.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite?
Solar
Crazy Amy.
What's your favorite toy?
when you were like
younger.
Fidget
spinners? I played with a fidget spinner.
When
is
you
your favorite
when
toy your phone? Yeah.
What is your favorite movie?
Wonder Woman.
Oh,
what is your
I like the Justice
holiday?
League.
You know that movie, The Justice League?
Christmas.
What is your favorite kind of ice cream?
Cookie dough.
Chocolate.
He said ice cream. My favorite color is tornado caramel twist.
Wait, I was in the store.
Tornado caramel twist.
What's your favorite animal?
Panda.
What? No. Eli right here. What's your favorite hobby?
What's your favorite
hobby?
Hobby?
I guess playing volleyball.
Are you on a volleyball team?
I'm not.
How do you play?
I play on the free time. My friend's on a volleyball team, so she goes to this private. Not really private, but it's like a volleyball team at school. So I just go with her and
you tag along?
Yeah.
That's fine.
How many lessons do you get a day?
Well, it's not per day. It's usually a weekly thing because it's not a school sport. It's every weekend.
Who are your best friends?
John and Lucy.
Are they boys or girls?
John is a boy and Lucy is a girl.
Where are you from?
My background, I'm from Guyana, but I'm from New York City.
I was born in New York.
If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Australia.
What's your favorite singer?
Singer.
I like Jay-Z.
Do you like J. Cole?
I do.
Did you hear his new album?
I didn't listen to his new album yet.
I'm a huge fan of Mark Anthony. I went to my grandma for a birthday present. He got me two tickets to a Mark Anthony concert.
What's your favorite store?
Harry Queen.
Favorite store?
Yeah, it's a store called Queen. It's in the mall.
Store.
Yeah.
What's your favorite food?
I like pasta.
Pasta?
I love big TV.
What's your favorite toy? When you was a younger little girl, what was your favorite toy?
Yeah, younger little girl.
She's gonna have a lot of them, probably.
I don't remember.
So long ago. Yeah. You're so old now.
She's not that old.
Going into season.
What's your favorite season?
Winter.
Christmas and winter. I like the cold because I like...
What's your favorite restaurant? Olive Garden.
I love Red
Rocks.
I want
your favorite shoe. Converse.
You like my sister.
Emoji.
What's your favorite?
No, what's your favorite emoji?
The unicorn one.
The one? No. Does anybody have any other questions?
What's your favorite species?
Species of animal?
Species.
What do you mean? Their style.
This one right here.
Special?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like...
What's your...
Like P.E. art or music?
Yeah.
Like those kinds
What's
of specials?
What's your favorite special between art, music, or art?
Yeah.
You
have music, too, in art?
What is your favorite style? What do you mean by style?
Like, are you a casual dresser, sporty, fancy?
Casual.
Very casual.
Casual is your style?
Yeah.
You're very casual, Eli, right? Mm-hmm. You don't get
What's
dressed up
What's your favorite song?
Fancy.
That's a tough one. I like a lot of songs.
Can you give us five?
Five? You're putting her on the spot.
No, let's just give her one. If she wants more than one, she could do more than one. She just wants one.
I like One Kiss.
Who was it by?
I heard
it was...
It's a girl.
Yeah.
I think I know it. But I'm not sure what her name is. I'm not going to say it because I might say it wrong.
You might say it wrong. Anything else that you're wondering?
I'm wondering something. What's your favorite color? Candy.
Starburst.
That's a good one.
If you could go back to any grade, what grade would you go back to?
I think ninth grade year, just so I can redo it.
Do you have a birthday?
Wait. It wasn't a good year for you?
No.
Why?
Because it was the beginning of high school. That's when you meet new people, the teachers, to get used to things. It's so much harder than middle school.
Yeah?
So I just, like, messed up so much in freshman year.
Like what? Like, what are some of your mistakes so we don't make them?
Not handing in work in time. Because in middle school, people give you a deadline.
Yeah?
And they extend it sometimes, but in high school, it's a deadline, it's a deadline.
What is a deadline?
Like, when you have to hand in your work.
By a certain time?
Yeah.
But, like, if you have 12 minutes to fill in the math sheet... Then you have 20. You have 12 minutes.
Yeah, and only 12 minutes.
What if you forgot about home?
Then some teachers don't believe that it's a lie, so it still won't count. Take a photo of it.
If you take a photo of it, put it in your backpack, silly. Wait. So is this the song? Let's see.
It is.
say goodbye. Calvin Harris, Dua
Lipa. Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa?
Lipa. That's why it's called.
I like it.
His new album's called
Do you know how to sing it?
I think I know what it's called, but
song.
I'm not going to say it.
That one? I remember some parts of it.
Thank you for coming and have a nice day.